Where do I begin? First of all, hello, Steve, Shirley, Carla, and Tommy. I live in a small southern town in Georgia, to say no more. I recently moved to Florida 10 months ago to the big city of Jacksonville for a better paying job. A month after I moved there, I met a wonderful man who I deeply have feelings for, but he lives back home near my old hometown. Every other weekend, he comes down to see me. I offered to come back home to visit him, but he said not to bother because we wouldn't have the privacy like we do here at my apartment. Well, I am fine with that. Saves me from not paying these high gas prices, LOL. Well, to the point, Code Cracker. My best friend back home is getting married, and I am so happy for her, but I told her I was unable to make it to the wedding due to work, which I was lying to her. Well, the weekend of the wedding was coming up, and I began to feel guilty. Told my boss I needed a couple of days off due to some issue back home. While I was heading back home, I thought I would call my boyfriend and tell him I was coming home for a couple of days for a wedding. Well, he told me he was going to a wedding also, but didn't have time to see me because the wedding was out of town, which I was fine with. I got to the ceremony in time to get a seat for the wedding and wished my best friend the best of luck for her wedding. Sitting in the far back of the ceremony, I couldn't see her new husband-to-be all that well. So I decided to move up closer where I saw an empty chair so I could see the wedding and get a better look at the groom. As I walked up to the chair, I noticed the groom-to-be is my boyfriend. I've been seeing for 9 months. I left soon as I saw him, which he didn't see me. Now, my best friend is married to this man I once had a relationship with. I broke it off with him, but giving him a different reason why I couldn't see him any longer. I want to tell my best friend of 5 years about her husband and I, but my best friend doesn't even know I'm gay. What should I do? Because he doesn't deserve a Wonder Woman like my best friend. Help me out. Sincerely, my ex-best friend's husband now. My ex-best friend's husband now.
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
I want to tell my best friend of 5 years about her husband, but my best friend doesn't even know I'm gay. What should I do? Because he doesn't deserve a Wonder Woman like my... So, are you saying that the person that wrote this letter is a guy?
That's what I got out of it.
Good God,
Tamara. That's exactly what I got out of it, Steve. I mean, you know, dear my ex-boyfriend's husband now, he starts with, where do I begin? You know, I got to say the same thing. Where do I begin? I mean, I was fooled. I thought I had this letter figured out until, you know, you threw the drama in the end. Up until that time, along with everyone else, I'm sure, I thought you were a woman who was writing this letter. I really, really did. But the line that says, my best friend doesn't even know I'm gay, you know, indicates that a man is writing this letter. His best friend is a woman who just got married to the man he was having an affair with.
This is fiberglass. Now, this one you're fiberglass.
Well, that explains why the best friend wasn't in the wedding.
Right.
Because I was thinking, if she was a female, why wasn't she in her best friend's wedding?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So a man wrote the letter. He had an affair with his best friend's now husband, and he wants to know, should he tell his best friend, his lover's wife? Oh, God.
Code cracker.
Well, there is no code to crack here. This is all point blank. The new groom is on the down low, which is a very appropriate word, because no matter how you look at it, if you're on the down low, even if you try to flip it, you low down. Either way you look at this, this situation is ugly. See, I have no problem with being a person being gay. If you're going to be gay, then be gay.
Right, right.
But just go be that, though.
Yeah.
Do not ruin somebody else's life. You know, come on out with it. Be proud of it. That's what you are, then be proud of it. Take your stand. This is your stand in life. Who am I to judge?
Plenty of them
You know, I got my own issues. I am not into judging people's business anymore. Once upon a time, I used to be. But if that's your thing and that's what floats your boat, then you do your thing. You got to work that out with your creator. You got to fix that out in your soul. That's your lifestyle. But if you're going to have that as your lifestyle, then have it. See, the down low is what stinks. When you perpetrating to a woman that you her man and all her man, then you go out and you take on some other man, but don't tell her about it. Now you ruin her life. Okay, now you going down here every other weekend with this dude. And once again, brother, that wrote the letter, I ain't got nothing against you. You doing your thing. You live your life. That's how you choose to go. That's your business. My personal viewpoint of it is not important because it ain't my life. So you just doing you. You done met a man you deeply have feelings for. But this letter is written from a different perspective.
What do you mean?
If you just read the letter. Every other weekend he comes down to see me. That sounds like some man would tell a woman. But you offered to come back home to visit him, but he said not to bother because we wouldn't have the privacy like we do here in my apartment. Yeah, no, you can't have the same privacy because your fiance got a key and she keep coming in.
Right.
Now, y'all can't be all this all up in there. She got the key.
But still, that made you think that they were just having an affair, you know.
Well, I'm just saying that's one of the reasons why you just can't go back to that apartment.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm fine with that. It saves me for paying those high gas prices. Laugh out loud. Mm-hmm. This ain't funny. Nice little cute attempt at a joke, but this ain't funny right now. Well, to the point, Cold Cracker. My best friend back home is getting married, and I'm so happy for her. But I told her that I was unable to make it to the wedding due to work, which is lying to her. Mm. Well, the reason you lied to her was because that weekend that she was getting married was your weekend.
Yes.
That he come down every other weekend.
Mm-hmm. Come on.
So you just lied and said you couldn't make it because you wanted to stay at the house for your weekend. Mm-hmm. But then you felt guilty and said, I'm going to go on up to her wedding. So then you decide to call homeboy, tell him you coming. Well, guess what? The reason he wasn't coming to Jacksonville that weekend because he lied to you and said, I'm going to a wedding. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe we could hook up. We ain't going to have time because the wedding I'm going to out of town.
Interesting.
What now? Now you just got two men lying.
Yeah.
And who lie better than men? I don't care if you a man or a gay man. Men lie as well as anybody.
Yeah, I don't know anyone that does.
We pros at it. So now you done lied to your girlfriend, talking about some work. Your man done lied to you, talking about a wedding out of town.
He lied to his boss.
You done lied to your girlfriend because you ain't told your girlfriend you was gay. He done lied to you because he didn't tell you he was straight, but he really on the down low, which is both of y'all, he low down. You all right. You just doing your thing. But why didn't you tell your girlfriend you was gay? Because you thought you wasn't going to be a friend no more? Because she been getting mail answers from you when really all you was doing was maybe getting close enough to her? I got it. You know what? Cold Cracker to figure this out. I bet you knew. The whole time.
So there is a code to crack.
What you saying?
And I bet you suspected that your boyfriend was had a woman on the side, and that's why you headed up there for the wedding anyway.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.